Welcome back to Chef It Up on the second episode. Today, on March 28th, 2018, it's yours truly, CJ the Chef, aka the Chef. I don't know how y'all doing today, but I'm feeling kind of great, feeling kind of inspired. And overall, just take a few minutes out of your time and listen to this podcast and hone in on certain things that we need to do. But overall, let's just think about this year. The overall word is investing, and investing comes with a lot of different things. And with me reading this book, The 48 Laws of Power, is just showing me different things that I am applying to my life and really is making a big of a difference. So I want to share this power of law with you, and it's just about reputation is necessary. And when you understand that your reputation is necessary, then you understand that everything you do, say, wear, interact with other people all makes a difference, because it says that your reputation is your cornerstone of whatever you want to do. So that's your foundation. And with it being your foundation, that has to be something where you start from. And your reputation is it just going to different networking events, to actually, you know, putting yourself out there, although it's kind of scary and, you know, those things that make you nervous, but those things that make you nervous will actually be those things that help you prosper. So let your reputation be the thing that you actually intently choose to work on this week, and let alone this month, because Chef It Up is new, and we're coming on a regular basis on Wednesdays now. That will be the regular time, so we have an actual time that we will be broadcasting. So everybody, I want you to listen and take everything you got, and that's the ingredients that life is giving you right now. Mise en place, it means just put in the order of how you want to do it, and then just go ahead, prep it, make a plan. From that plan, start to cook, which means work and act, engage your actions in what you want to do and what you have mise en place, which is your end result on your goal. And from then, people can call you the chef. So do what you have to do and do more and above than what you should do, because that is the key to creating a great reputation that will sustain your job, career, your love life, relationships, your spirituality, with who you believe in, and so on and so forth. So that's all for today. Let your reputation be your cornerstone of success. And at the end of the day, let's chef it up. Make anything something great and something perfect. All right. Keep wrist working. And that's all for the inspiration section today. I thank you guys for listening. So let's get to more of the civil thing that we are looking for too, and that's just really basic information. And with me actually being in the city of Charlotte, in North Carolina, then you know, I've actually been able to see my city grow. I've been actually able to see things expand, go from, you know, and more so an industrial financial city to industrial suburb, modern, a peculiar city that actually a lot of people don't know about, or if they do, they're actually making that move to actually, you know, migrate down here. One of the nicest cities that I know in the South. and that's just, you know, how I grew up and off of things that I know. But overall, I just want to let you guys know that on May the 12th, 2018, there will be a new thing coming to Charlotte, and it is actually based from a founder. Her name is Miss Lavonda Early Stacy, and she is actually a promoter. She actually wears a lot of different hats. And actually, I'm gonna have to get her up here to actually, you know, talk to you guys and give you more personal information on herself and different things like that. But she's bringing to the city of Charlotte basically a look of extravagance, elegance, but at the same time, the classiness of boxing to the city. I know it's already Las Vegas, New York, you know, a lot of cities up top, California, lot different places that are actually able to fund that. But actually, she will be presenting her first card event for professional boxing. This is not amateur. This is professional. So she is actually being the first to actually bring a promotion company for boxing on behalf of Charlotte to the city. And I give her great props and shout outs for doing that, because it takes a lot to be not only entrepreneur, not only African American, but also a woman to actually go ahead and push for something that has actually never been done before. So she is paving the way for a lot of different people, young athletes, future boxers, future promoters, future artists, anybody that can actually be a part of it. Because at the same time, boxing is a stage that you can actually platform a lot of different things. And so Miss Early Stacy is actually being the first to do that, and I applaud her from that, from one charlatan to somebody that's been here for a while, creating her family and now moving into her next venture in life. And it is called Vegas Grand Boxing Promotions. And that name just rings too many bells of, wow, I have to be there. what can I look forward to? But the red carpet event for that boxing match starts actually at 4:30, and from there that event starts from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And if you really want any information on that event that will be coming up in May, just to go ahead and get that advertising out there on the airwaves, then you can visit VegasGrandBoxingPromotions.com, and also follow them on Facebook at Vegas Grand Boxing Promotions. And once again, it's just somebody else of our community, the African-American community, just bringing something else to the table so that we can find one more way of entertainment and one more way of actually cycling our money back to ourselves so that we can become our own government. And at some point in time, it really starts with one person, and that one person will fluctuate to other people, because when they see the success of that, then you will want to follow that success. So once again, it's just good things happening on the horizon for Charlotte. But all in all, that's one thing I can say, that is the power move of the month. And that's definitely something you have to look forward to. And please listen out for Chef It Up on iHeartRadio. Follow WDRB Media. And I do air on Chef It Up on Mondays from 8 to 8:30. So definitely go ahead. And you can also follow me on my YouTube channel at CJ the Chef, or Chef CJ, one of the two. I have two of them, so you can subscribe to anyone, and there will actually be live videos of our interviews and our sections of episodes that we have on there, so you can actually see live how we get down and do everything in the studio. So definitely be on the lookout for that and many more other moves that we have. But I do want to let you guys know that there are different things happening and on the move for Charlotte. So definitely go to Eventbrite, look at some events that are actually coming to Charlotte so you can actually be a part of it. And at the end of the day, please, if you want to actually go ahead and find more about Chef It Up and the things that we do and the things that we are promoting, definitely go to munchiessoulfood.com. That's munchiessoulfood.com, and you can follow me on Instagram at munchies, MUN_CHEEZ, and that's MUN_CHEEZ. And definitely please feel free to send me an email if you want to call me, send me information, give me reviews on the radio show. So that's munchies 704 at outlook.com. That's MUNCHEEZ 704 at outlook.com. And on there you will definitely be able to stay in touch with our next move and everything that's going on. So please, guys, y'all have a great weekend. Definitely subscribe to my website, munchiesoulfood.com. And please have a blessed one. Be great. Chef it up.